Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Friday, December 12th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, the new play Little Bear Ridge Road will be ending its Broadway run 8 weeks earlier than expected, now shuttering December 21st, next Sunday, at the Booth Theater. The dark dramedy starring Laurie Metcalf and Micah Stock follows an estranged aunt and her nephew who reunite in rural Idaho early in the COVID-19 pandemic and confront their desperate need for connection. It was well received by critics and was the first work by playwright Samuel D. Hunter to reach the main stem. Its grosses have been inconsistent throughout the run, though. Last week it made $422,091, below its estimated weekly running costs, and filling just 68% of seats. Little Bear Ridge Road, produced by Scott Rudin and Barry Diller, was capitalized for up to $4.1 million, which will not be recouped. But it will get partway there with the help of the New York State tax credit, per Michael Paulson of the New York Times. At the time of its newly scheduled closing, Little Bear Ridge Road will have played 27 previews and 62 regular performances. The Office is now open. This evening, All Out, comedy about ambition, arrives on Broadway. The onstage follow-up to last season's All In, comedy about love, the show features a rotating cast of four featuring some of comedy's biggest names, reading through various short stories written by Simon Rich. Tonight's lineup features Ike Barinholtz, Eric Andre, Abby Jacobson, and Jon Stewart. For a full list of cast members and their dates, visit alloutbroadway.com. The show will also feature musical interludes by the soul pop group Lawrence, fronted by siblings Gracie and Clyde Lawrence. All Out is directed by Alex Timbers. It runs through March 8th at the Niederlander Theater. And finally, today, the full cast has been announced for the new play The Ballisters, coming to Manhattan Theater Club this spring. New to the company are Kaylee Carter, Ricardo Shavira, Michael Esper, Maria Cristina Oliveros, and Gina Yee. Carter, who will be making her Broadway debut, can currently be seen off-Broadway in This World of Tomorrow. Shavira, making his Broadway debut, is best known as Carlos Solis on the ABC series Desperate Housewives. Esper was seen last season in Appropriate. Oliveros last appeared on Broadway in Between Riverside and Crazy, and Yee featured in the 2018 play Network. They all joined the previously announced Mary Louise Burke, Renee Elise Goldsberry, Margaret Collin, Richard Thomas, and Carl Clemens Hopkins. The Ballisters, written by David Lindsay Abaire and directed by Kenny Leon, begins previews March 31st and opens April 21st at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater for a limited run. Tickets will go on sale on January 15th. And that is Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.